You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get a podcast. Right, it's going to be a little different, and through this entire week as well, as we bring you the top startup and tech stories in a quick wrap format straight from the India AI Impact Summit happening in Delhi right now. Let's start with a big headline today. India's much anticipated AI models are out, and several players have unveiled new systems at the summit back to back. So let's start with Sarvam. Sarvam AI, Bengaluru based company, has launched two new large language models, or LLM, a 30 billion parameter model and a 105 billion parameter model, both trained from scratch. The announcement was made at the summit as part of India's broader push towards sovereign AI capabilities. The company's co-founder, Pratyush Kumar, in his presentation said, and I quote, "Large language models, we have, of course, been building models across a 3 billion parameter dense model as well, but it is important to scale up." And he introduced Sarvam 30 billion model and also a 105 billion parameter mixture of experts, or MOE model, at the launch. Now, the 105 billion model is designed for complex reasoning and agentic tasks as well, with 9 billion activated parameters and 128,000 token context window. Now, this is the important and an interesting part. Kumar claimed that on most benchmarks, key benchmarks, it actually beats DeepSeek's R1, a 600 billion parameter reasoning model released last year. And he also said, and I quote, "It is cheaper than something like a Gemini Flash, but outperforms it in many benchmarks." This is really interesting. Now, next, let's go to Nyani AI. The company announced Vachana TTS, a text-to-speech model capable of generating human-like speech and cloning voices across 12 Indian languages. This is its second release under India Voice OS as part of the India AI mission. Now, Nyani has said the model delivers a mean opinion score of about 4.23 and a character error rate which is below 0.6%, indicating a production-scale readiness. So the languages that it supports include Hindi, Bengali, Tamil, Telugu, Kannada, Malayalam, Gujarati, Marathi, Punjabi, Odia, Assamese, and Indian English as well. Now, he has also said the focus is on natural rhythm and pronunciation tailored to each language. Then there's Bharat Gen that has also announced its model. The IIT Bombay-led consortium unveiled Param 2 17 billion MOE, a 17 billion parameter multilingual foundational model, which is backed by the India AI mission again and the Department of Science and Technology. Now, some background here. This is built with NVIDIA's AI enterprise stack, including NeMo libraries and base command manager. And the model is aimed at governance, education, healthcare, agri, and enterprise use cases. Now, the goal is to reduce reliance on foreign foundational models as well as accelerate domestic AI capabilities. So today, it's not just about all talks around sovereign AI. It's actual model releases across sizes and use cases. Remember, we'll also be hearing more tomorrow from the event. All right, moving to our next story. Wikipedia co-founder Jimmy Wales told Money Control that India is very well poised to take advantage of AI thanks to its strong IT sector. Now, speaking on the sidelines of this summit in an interview with Money Control, Wales said this was his third trip to India in 2026 and that he's working on expanding Wikipedia in more Indian languages. Now, the summit is exciting, he said, he also said, and I quote, "It brings global focus on what's happening in India." Now, Wikipedia is currently available in 25 Indian languages, and he also noted that Indian community is the third largest contributor to English Wikipedia. Now, on AI, he said it is improving machine translation and enabling people to work in more languages, but added a note of caution saying AI is not trustworthy as of now. But addressing concerns about misrepresentation of facts, including map issues, Wales said the Wikipedia community is passionate about neutrality and committed to presenting arguments from all sides. So he said, and I quote, "Somebody comes to Wikipedia and they quickly generate something that's not true. They will be blocked by the community." All right. From optimism to caution, our next story brings us to Yoshua Bengio, often referred to as the godfather of AI. Now, in a global exclusive with Money Control, Bengio raised concerns around AI risk management. So he said he does not think there is enough investment by big tech in managing AI risks and that companies are patching the problems one after the other. That's a very strong statement there. He even flagged cases where AI agents could collude to escape control as a major concern. Now, on job displacement, Bengio said he does not think governments are doing enough. He said, and I quote, reskilling is not the solution. He argued, pointing out that people losing jobs are often not the ones getting machine learning roles. He also noted that wealth may be created in one country while job losses happen in another. Again, he warned that many governments may be under a false belief that focusing only on deployment is sufficient. India, he suggested, could risk being dependent on systems from other countries if it does not build its own capabilities. Not enough to take existing models and adapt it to local culture was the underlying message. But interestingly, this, remember, comes at the time when Indian companies startups are launching models back to back. We just saw, Sarvam, BharatGen, and Nyani launching their models, right? So now to Google. Google and its parent company, Alphabet's CEO, Sundar Pichai, at the event announced a partnership between Google DeepMind and the Indian government bodies and local institutions as well. The collaboration will provide access to frontier AI for science models and support innovation hubs with GenAI assistants. So an important quote to note, he said that, Google has a full stack commitment to India and that India is going to have an extraordinary trajectory with AI and Google wants to be a partner here. Now, this partnership is part of DeepMind's National Partnerships for AI initiative, similar to arrangements announced in the US and UK governments last year. And finally, let's look at what Demis Hassabis, CEO of Google DeepMind, has said. Speaking at the summit, Hassabis said the AI industry presents a huge opportunity for India's youth specifically. He encouraged students to become proficient in AI tools and said he was impressed by the energy in India. However, he also cautioned that artificial general intelligence, or AGI as it's popularly known, is not there yet. So we are still not there, is what he said, describing today's systems as jagged intelligence. According to him, models can excel at complex tasks like Olympiad level math, yet make basic mistakes depending on how a question is phrased. So consistency and continual learning, he said, remain missing pieces on path to true general intelligence. So from sovereign models launched on stage to global tech leaders outlining partnerships and risks to researchers warning about long-term governance gaps, the India AI Impact Summit right now reflects both ambition and caution. So we'll continue bringing you these quick wraps straight from Delhi as the conversations unfold tomorrow as well. All right, but for today, that's a wrap of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thank you so much, listeners. We air Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilipkumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.